Mr. Chairman, sir, I am surprised by some of the facts of this whole question. The Honorable Minister has tried to defend a totally indispensable matter. There is a jumble of statistics given. Some figures are quoted as to how many have graduated from a college which does not have a campus, a hostel, a library, a clinic. There are no facilities. The college has been moving from one place to another. It is a mythical college, a college on paper. It is producing graduates in a subject as important as medicine. And the Honorable Minister says there is no difficulty. He says that it has functioned for several years. I would submit that is a wrong assertion. To make it is incredible if this were the case, if hostels, research facilities, clinic, libraries, none of these were necessary in medical colleges, and if without these you can have graduates, then why have these facet of a medical college? Why don't you go through this ad hocism in all institutions and produce graduates? It is an indefensible situation. November in the world, I think, would be able to find an example to match this example. The minister in this statement said that because there were more pre-medical students, therefore it became necessary to create a medical college. So this was the genesis, but why were there more pre-medical students? Was there no planning? You create a medical college because you have created a surplus of pre-medical students. How do you create a surplus? Do you create it in the air? On one would hope that the Honorable Minister would go beyond the routine of cooking up figures and statistics of defend an indefensible case. I would request the Honorable Minister to let me know how much has been spent on this mythical college during the last 10 years. How much money have we spent in the last 10 years on this college without any hostel, without any library, and without any research unit? And how much do we intend spending in the next 4 or 5 years? When will this college come to function as a medical college?